Lesson 118, The Widow's Two Mites. Message: God knows how we bring our offerings. Learning objectives: the children will learn. It is important that we bring an offering to the Lord. We should give our offerings in a God-pleasing manner. Bible text, Mark 12:41-44. Jesus, his disciple, and many others were in the temple. After Jesus taught in the temple, he sat across from the offering boxes and watched how the people put money in. Many who were rich offered a lot of money. Jesus then saw a poor widow approach the offering box. She put two small copper coins in the box. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in a portion of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all the money she had." Suggestion for the teacher: lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide this guise of a minister: an offering box, coins, banknotes. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What does Jesus see in the temple? He sees the people bringing offerings in the temple. How do they offer? Many rich people offer a lot. A poor widow offers two copper coins. What is Jesus' explanation concerning these offerings? The widow offers more than everybody, thus because she offers everything she has. What does the rich offer? What he has to spare. Have the children repeat: it is important that we bring an offering to the Lord. We should give our offerings in a God-pleasing manner. Real life application. Explain the following. Although the poor widow offered only two small coins, the offering was more valuable than that of the rich people. The material size and value of what we offer does not really matter. God looks in our hearts and sees our attitude. How do we offer? Out of the joy of giving, out of love for Jesus, out of thankfulness. What small gifts also bring joy? Decorating the altar, taking care of the garden, singing, playing a song with an instrument. Repeat the message. God knows how we bring our offerings.